This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to Band Biographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm here to have a little catch-up about what's been happening over the last month since the last episode went out, and what you can expect from the upcoming one. Firstly, thanks to JoeTheToe69 for leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, titled Brilliant, with an exclamation mark. He goes on to say, love the podcast, very in-depth and entertaining. Well, thank you, JoeTheToe69. These 5-star reviews really do help, so please do leave one. And if you can't think about what to say about the podcast itself, why not leave a review of your favourite band, song, album, gig that you've been to, festival experience, whatever you want, just as long as you give the show 5 stars. There have been a bunch of new followers and commenters, including Roger Stokes on Facebook, who shared a story of his friend who answered the same advert that Billy Idol and Tony James replied to play bass with Chelsea. What could have been, eh, Roger? Mark O'Neill also got in touch on Facebook to talk about stewarding at Wembley Arena for a Billy Idol gig back in the 1990s. He helped seat punk actress Helen of Troy, who he says was treated like a star, signing autographs and the like. Mark was right at the front and said Idol's lip curl was impressive. Mark apparently gave up stewarding because he kept getting told off for turning around to see what was going on the stage, something I'd also be guilty of doing, I'm sure. Which led me to think that not only do stewards at gigs have to put up with drunks, stoned people, crowd surfers, people fighting, but they also are likely not fans of the music they're being subjected to at ridiculous decibel levels. Ultimate respect for all of them. I've also gained some followers on Podbean too, so hello to Richard, Riley, Stacey, Rides and Rods, Lady Katie 71, Alan, and Moll's Mum. Oh yeah, I also managed to get an email read out on Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo's film review show on Radio 5 Live on the 26th of June.
Tom Austin Morgan from Rochester. Dear Captain Sensible and Ratscabies, hello to your bad selves, Jason, Stephen, Fairport Convention, et al. On the topic of Hans Zimmer in 70s new wave and post-punk bands, we learned Herr Zimmer has worked and indeed rapped with Trevor Horn from the Buggles. While working on my own podcast, Band Biographies, B-A-N-N-E-D, a pun that doesn't really work in audio form, I covered The Damned on one of the early episodes. It turns out that Hans Zimmer played synths on Lively Arts and History of the World Part 1 from The Damned's 1980 The Black Album. The latter song he also produced. The Damned weren't very pleased with his production efforts on The History of the World, and the song is credited on the album sleeve as, quotes, overproduced by Hans Zimmer. Tom says, imagine if his ego had been crushed by Dave Vanian and co. We'd never have had all his brilliantly overproduced film scores. Anyway, thanks very much for that.
Now, the B-A-N-N-E-D thing is something that I brought up on this podcast. Wasn't Simon Mayo being horrible? Those were my words. So that was quite cool, having an email read out on that show, but also something that kind of added to a conversation they were having anyway, and something that came out of the Damned episode. Lovely. Back to the Billy Idol episode, I had a really good time putting it together, and that seemed to be reflected in what you lovely lot fed back to me. It was great that there are a lot of interviews out there that I could get really good quotes from both Billy and Tony, as well as Idol's film appearances or the film clips in which he should have been. And I get the sense he has a pretty good sense of humour about himself and his music, and I tried to reflect that in the episode. But also the sidebar about the Coral Castle was really interesting to me as well. I just hope it was to you too. I've certainly seen a couple of recommends online from people who listen to the podcast to their friends about the deep dive I did on Cyberpunk, for example. So I know there's certainly some content that really struck a chord with some of you. Now, on to this Friday's episode. Well, I may not make this Friday, July 31st, as a deadline, I'm afraid. Things have been really busy these last few weeks. I've had a couple of big DIY jobs to do around the house and in the garden, and both my bands have begun practicing in earnest so that when we can all get back out into pubs and venues again, we're ready to entertain. It's also coincided with the longest episode so far. Right now, the next episode is standing at around 2 hours and 40 minutes, and I'm only just over halfway through the first edit. However, I'm going to work very hard to get this episode done by Friday, but it is unlikely. I want to put out the best episode I can, and I believe it's already the best one yet, so if you can bear with me, and I know that there are a bunch of you that have already said you don't mind waiting some extra time, I'll let you know via the social channels when I've got it ready and when you can expect it to drop. To keep you hanging on though, I'll tell you which band the episode will be focusing on. The next episode of Band Biographies will feature Susie and the Banshees. What a band they were, and what a tumultuous history they had. I cannot wait for you to hear it. The other thing that this busy period I'm currently going through means is that I don't have a complete script for the episode after the Susie and the Banshees one. So for the first time in this podcast's short history, I'm on the back foot a little. I'm hoping the band that I've chosen for the episode after Susie and the Banshees won't produce quite as long an episode as the last couple, so I can try and catch up with myself again before what I fear will be the longest episode yet after that one, which, depending on when I go back to work, might take a long while to put together as well. So these episodes may well start to become less frequent. Although again, I'm sure you understand and will be fine to wait for the best episodes I can bring you. Time to crack on then. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and please don't hesitate to get in touch with me in the meantime, as well as leaving those ratings and reviews on the podcast platform of your choice. Till next time then, see you in the pit.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.